Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Someone else in town, also worth every penny. We'll get to that coming up in about 15 minutes.
Mattel, what are you wearing today?
Well, why don't you tell me, what's the front of my shirt say? What's the front say?
STEM.
Yeah.
Well, let me see the back. I know. It says Mets.
Front says Mets.
Otas. Soto backwards. Okay. I know. Listen, man. You're having a great month. There's no doubt. Good month. Real good month. Hey, listen. Oh, you can start flexing after the win.
No, not the win.
The Soto stuff.
Yeah, the win.
He's locked in,
like,
man.
The win, I already told you yesterday, it bothered me because no matter what they do, like, now it's like you got to save face by splitting a series at home against the crappy Atlanta Braves. And yes, I said crappy. For any team that's under 500, as we're nearing July, they're not very good. They were 13 games back of the Mets a week ago. So I don't respect this version of the Atlanta Braves. But with that being said, yeah, oh, the Mets won. I'm not going to give them their flowers because they beat the Braves in a game. Yeah. It's about time. You're 1-5 against them. Now go do it again. But I will say that there's one player who clearly is unafraid of the big, bad Atlanta Braves, and that is Juan Soto. He's not afraid. What is it now? 4 homers in, well, 6 games against Atlanta. He came to play right out of the gate that first game, hitting that home run, setting the tone until the Mets, of course, blew it. So at least they have one real player.
He's
on
locked in. And by the way, nice play by McNeil to kind of get a little jolt going there. Good. Listen, finally, for a night, we look good.
He is both a gamer. Teams. Yeah, you know, Jazz setting the tone with Cincinnati, in Cincinnati. And still some issues, obviously, with both teams here. You're not going to go nuts after the Yankees avoid a sweep in Cincinnati and the Mets save face by winning a game against the Braves. They lose tonight. Mm-hmm. You lost 3 out of 4. Like, you got to go win tonight as well. How about Clay Holmes sending an early message as well? Did you see that against Acuna? First pitch.
I did see that.
Up and in on Acuna. You
know, it's Holmes about time. I love it.
At
respect
least
on that.
A little bit of, at least setting a little bit of a tone. But Soto, we could do more on that at 11. We got to get into the draft as well. Let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Peter is calling from Elmont. What's up, Peter?
Hey, good morning. This is the only show of its type that I listen to because I can count on it for erudite basketball discussion. My key word this morning for the Knicks is baggage or luggage, and this applies to Kidd and Towns. I don't think the Knicks need Kidd's baggage, and I've never been particularly impressed with his abilities while the clock is running. When they were in the playoffs, the Mavericks were thoroughly confused at times by defensive schemes that were thrown up against them. But let's bring it out to the other piece of baggage or luggage, and that is Towns. At one point, you fellas were saying, one of you was saying, well, we're not married to him. You know, you could move on from him. You're not going to move on from him. The tapes don't lie. Everyone saw what happened. His clueless wanderings on defense, not knowing that he has teammates on offense. I think you need a low key coach to come in here, see if you can get Towns to start performing the things that the team needs from a 7-foot guy, and get the fact that he's not Kevin Durant out of his head.
Well, I think that's fair, Pete. Thanks for the call. I think the fair question now is, because we all know what the deficiencies were with Cat, what's the probability that he changes and fixes those at the age of 30?
Defensively?
Yeah.
Zero.
It's going to get worse because he's going to get slower.
There is no, and that's a very good call, Peter, but there is not a coach that's going to get Karl Anthony Towns to be better on the defensive end. If there were a coach that could do it, it would have been Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, so especially in Minnesota when he was younger.
So instead, what you need to do, and this is why I think the Knicks did decide to move on, or at least in part move on from Tom Thibodeau, instead of trying to get him to play defense, you have to figure out the head coach that can maximize his offensive game. And as much as I love Tom Thibodeau, we've said this many times,
yeah,
they were not maximizing Karl Anthony Towns' offensive game, specifically in the postseason, but really all season long. It just was magnified in the postseason because you needed to see him on the perimeter more shooting threes. And if that means hiring Taylor Jenkins and getting him more threes, if it means Mike Anori, if it means Jason Kidd, whatever, whoever it's going to be has to maximize what Karl Anthony Towns can do offensively to complement Brunson and Bridges. That is the only way this team will have the ultimate success.
Yeah, and even if they do that, I'm still not convinced that they'll have the ultimate success.
You go,
you know, and let me substantiate that, because they are obviously close to it, so I don't want it to just seem like a ridiculous statement. But I want everybody to understand this here. Unless the Knicks make a big move, right, you're going to start the season with one of the smaller backcourts in the NBA, all right, if you continue to start Josh Hart, which I would not, by the way. But if you do start Josh Hart, I'm sure it's debatable. I'm sure there's a couple outliers around the league on bad teams. But you've got one of the worst shooting two guards in the NBA when Josh Hart's playing two guard. Now you throw in the smallest Brunson, and we love Hart, but he can't shoot, and Jalen can't play defense, so that's an issue.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Because Jalen can't play defense. Obviously, Cat, who can't play defense either, his world is complicated because Jalen Brunson doesn't help him defensively with the pick and roll. Oh, yeah, by the way, you still got a big man who can't hit a free throw if you locked him in the gym for a month. And you still have no bench. So we can sit here and focus on Jason Kidd and Jenkins and anybody else. They better get at least two new players who are going to be in this rotation.
Maybe more well-rounded basketball players, because we went over this at the beginning of the postseason. I remember sitting there thinking against the Pistons, like, God, this team's, to your point, like, the team's got a big man who's great defensively, but can't, he's a liability offensively. Their other big man is a liability defensively. Smaller point guard who can't play defense. Shooting guard who can't shoot. Like, there are a lot of problems with this Knicks team as far as the puzzle pieces fitting together, which is why they need to find the right head coach, figure out how he wants to use these guys, whether it be Mitch, the starting center, Cat, the starting power forward and have him stretch the floor as a four and play on the perimeter.
Which like, he did with Gobert next to him in Minnesota for a little bit.
Keep the ball moving on the perimeter. You want to have Bridges attack and kick it out, or Brunson have it. It can't be, all right, let's feed Brunson right now. Okay, now let's feed Bridges for three or four possessions. Now let's feed Kat and give him the ball at the top of the key so we could grab it like Barry Sanders and attack the rim. Like, that's not the recipe for success. They need to be more cohesive as a unit and make the pieces fit right. And that is going to take acquiring at least one, maybe two players who could do some other things.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, we didn't really touch on, do you really want to give Mikal Bridges almost $200 million? Anybody want to sign up for that?
No, I don't.
I'll be the first to say it.
They don't have to do that now. They can do it.
They can do it. Right. Obviously, they can do it because his contract's up after this year, so $20-something million.
So why would they do that
Well,
now?
The reason why you would do it is to justify giving up five first-round picks for somebody who's in his 20s that you thought was going to be a big piece of a championship puzzle. I mean, imagine... Now, they could trade him, so that's one thing that you could do. But imagine...
If you don't sign him, you could trade. Yep. But he's not... Like, he's under contract.
He's got a contract for this year
that's
coming
what I'm saying.
Up.
So he was going to bitch and moan about it? Like, why would they make that decision now when you could just wait and see how he does?
Well, because then I believe now you get into, like, the small language of the CBA, but now I think it becomes more punitive for the Knicks where now it's more unrestricted. Not that... I don't know that you'd have 20 teams knocking down his door, but... there is an advantage now for the Knicks to do exactly what I'm not sure, so I don't want to get there. I'll get to the extent. I don't want to be wrong on that. But either way, to me, forget about the money because it's a lot, but does anybody really want to commit to him for 4 years?
No.
I don't.
That's my point. I don't care if it's beneficial now financially.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not taking that gamble. No way.
That's what I'm saying.
I would rather ride it out and bet that he's not going to be a player that's worth $200 million and either trade him. I don't care about the five picks. Like, you can't go back. It's gone. It's over.
It's a sunk cost. It really is.
Right. So chasing bad money, right? Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
Chasing that is not good.
Sometimes like, you got to know, I lost 1,000 playing blackjack. Don't lose 5,000. Leave.
Yeah. All right. The picks are gone, and that's fine. I still stand by the decision to make that move. I'm not worried about the draft picks.
Yeah.
It was the right move at the time. Now you got to see it through before you commit long term. And if he does not come out the gate playing like the player you thought he could be with a new head coach in a new offense in year two with the Knicks, then I would consider moving him because he's going to be valuable because of his expiring contract.
Okay, just to button some things up here, some details, because I don't want to make sure we have this here. So, the Knicks are facing, it's not quite 200, it's $156 million, right? As I read, the Knicks are facing a $156 million decision this offseason, but they may explore the trade market before offering any new contracts. Bridges eligible for 4 years, as I said, it is 156. Extension this offseason, of course, they acquired him, blah, blah, blah. However, this time New York could end his time in New York could end sooner than expected. Oh, I guess Frank had this. I saw it on ESPN. Yeah. As the club is exploring trade packages for the 28-year-old, good. That actually makes me feel good. I just don't like the whole union of Bridges and OG. It doesn't. I'd rather have OG.
Yeah.
OG's better. The Knicks may look to shake up the roster after falling. Blah blah blah. While the Knicks could retain Bridges without an extension, to your point, as we know, there's a risk he could walk in free agency, leaving the Knicks with nothing in return. So that, and then there's a little bit more, but you know, so
don't
that's
care.
So,
I don't care about that. Meaning, like the problem would be, oh, you gave up five picks and now you just let them leave for nothing. Don't care.
I do. I think you got to care about it.
It's not nothing. It's 2 years. You get 2 years. You made a mistake. If it doesn't work out, you made a mistake. If it is good and he wants to be here and he's happy playing with Brunson and whatever the Nova guy, then you
he looked that happy
then
this year,
not, man.
Did
whatever.
He look happy? Well, I don't think he looked that happy.
Now, if you're trading him, they're not going to trade him for nothing. This is not a dump Bridges spot. This is a, hey, we have a valuable asset here.
Correct.
And we're just looking for an asset that's going to better fit Towns and Brunson.
No question.
And OG.
Yeah, 100%. Now, if they play this right, well, that's kind of like I'd like to have a coach in here to give some opinions. So if they play this right, the expiring contract, as you know, is an incredible asset in the NBA. So, and it's $20-something million, so that is valuable to some team. You know, not that I want to get rid of him, but you might have to. Like, if you go Bridges and say Deuce, who is a good player on a cheap contract with two more years to go,
get a big piece back.
You could get a good piece back.
Yeah, BT would say there were moves to be made. It'd be nice to have a head coach in place.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.